What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook, and today I'm going to be doing a solo episode with such an incredible guest. I fully just fangirled out for an hour straight. I am still sweating. I have on the incredible Jamie Page. If you are somebody who has followed the podcast for a while, you might remember that one of my like treat yourselves or good shits. I can't remember which one it was, but I went to BeautyCon in LA. And I got tickets to see not only some of my favorite YouTube beauty gurus of all time, but BeautyCon is also like a place where all of the major makeup and skincare brands are. So you can go see new products being released. It's just like a whole big event. But anyway, I got to meet Jamie Page, who has been one of my all-time favorite YouTube beauty gurus for years and years and years. And I asked her if she wanted to come on the podcast, and she said yes. And I was so excited. She truly just gave so many nuggets of wisdom throughout this whole episode. We talked a lot about creative burnout and trying to kind of juggle having this life on the internet and also having your personal life and how you figure out what that balance is of what you want to share and just so much more. She was such a wonderful guest, and I hope that you guys love this episode as much as I loved interviewing her. So we will get into it in a second. I wanted to let you know my tour for 2023, the Nice Try Tour, kicks off this week in Providence, Rhode Island. I will be there this weekend. I'm going to be in Raleigh next weekend, and then Philly, Portland, Cincinnati, Kearney, Minneapolis, San Francisco, Rosemont, Chicago, Denver, Uncasville, Salt Lake City, Louisville, Tacoma, Cleveland. And by the time this comes out, we have also added Spokane. We have also added Atlanta, DC, and I think probably a few others. Just go to kelseycook.com, see where I'm coming, get those tour date tickets. And I cannot wait to see you guys on the road. Please go follow Jamie online. She is at Jamie Page Beauty on Instagram, and her YouTube channel is incredible. So please look up Jamie Page. And let's go ahead and get into this interview with Jamie. I like my underboob sweat that's happening right now just from like nervous sweats.
Oh, you too?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. I was going to say, like, I have droplets on my body right now. That doesn't happen ever unless I'm like incredibly nervous. But yeah, droplets everywhere. I'm just sweating profusely. Nervous pooping and
yes, the nervous poops. God, that makes me feel so much better. I mean, we've talked extensively on this podcast about that I have IBS. And so like any sort of adrenaline situation is just like a very, it's almost like a fiber shake. Like it is the same. It's the same thing.
So, I understand. I understand that completely.
So
before my body and my brain just completely like, they like to fuck me.
Oh,
like this.
Oh my God. It's so fun to hear you say fuck for the first time.
It's like so funny.
A platform.
It's so funny that that's even a thing, but again, we can get into that.
Yes. Okay. Well, we'll get into that in a little bit. First of all, for our listeners, this is so funny because before we hit record, Jamie and I were just both talking about like both of us being nervous. And this is so weird to me for like you to say that you're a fan of mine now, because I truly I think our listeners are going to enjoy having you on for many, many reasons. But one of my like good shit segments, whenever that was that I met you 4 years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
That was that I went to BeautyCon and that I got to meet three of my favorite all-time YouTube beauty gurus, and that I literally teared up in my car afterward. Like I, it was like Beatle mania. It was so weird. Isn't that a weird, that has to be a weird feeling for you.
It's so funny because even thinking back to that meet and greet, like I felt so unimportant and insecure during that meet and greet because everybody who came up, like didn't come to see me. They came to see the other two people that I was with, most of the people. And so it made me feel pretty shitty about myself. But I remember you so vividly because like you were so excited.
Yes.
And then I don't even know how I got introduced to your Instagram. Maybe it was through Allison. I don't.
Maybe.
Or maybe you told me. I don't know what it was, but I discovered you after the meet and greet, and I've been following you ever since. And now I'm just a fan. I watch all of your little comedy clips. I think you're so funny and so talented.
Oh, thank you.
How the turntables, you know?
How the turntables, man. Yeah, it's, and that is so fascinating for me to hear your like kind of the flip side of the meet and greet, because of course, social media, which we've talked a lot on the show about, is like, we are always presenting one thing and it's really up to us if we want to share that, hey, maybe that wasn't how I was feeling that day actually. But I would have never known that that event actually like wasn't the most positive experience for you.
It's not really that it wasn't a positive experience. I just kind of, I don't know. I have a big issue with imposter syndrome, as I'm sure a lot of people do. And I constantly feel like I'm not worthy of things or people don't care. And so that when I was there and most people there like weren't necessarily there to see me, I kind of reaffirmed those feelings that I had already had. Yeah. So even though it was still a great, like positive thing, like nothing bad happened, but it hit the confidence just a touch.
Yeah.
A touch. That was a long time ago too. It's so crazy. I know, but it really brought up so many of those memories.
Yeah, I was trying to think about when exactly that was, because you had asked me to do a YouTube video with you, which I screamed when I saw that email from you, or maybe it was an Instagram message, and I ran around like fucking Charlie in the Chocolate Factory with the Golden Tea. I was like, oh my God, she wants me to do a video with her. I'm so excited.
Oh my God, I forgot that I did that. I'm not gonna lie, I completely forgot that we did that.
That's okay.
Wow. I've made hundreds of videos. Okay. Like I really,
oh my God. I would never, ever, ever be offended for you to not remember that. That's what I'm just telling you. Is like, this is so, that's why it was so funny to me to get on today and have you be like, I'm nervous. Cause I was like, are you kidding? Like you're nervous. I've just fully been such a big fan for so long. And I'm so happy that you wanted to do the podcast.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me. I've never done, I've done one podcast before. And it was a great experience that I've always wanted to do more, even though it's completely out of my comfort zone. And I'm really happy to be on, happy to chat with you.
Well, I have so many things to ask you. First of all, let's get into what your favorite quote is, because we always ask our guests what their favorite quote is to start.
Okay. So when you told me that you needed a quote for me, I freaked out because I'm not a quote girl. You know, those like quote people who just like, they have quotes, they have quotes as like their wallpaper on the background of their computers. That's never been me. But there are a couple quotes that I do really enjoy, and they're just sad quotes because I love sad things.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay. I don't even know if this is considered a quote. It may just be a short poem.
Sure.
But it's by Rupi Kaur.
Okay.
And it is, it's so depressing. But what is stronger? Okay. So, wait, sorry. But what is stronger?
I just stop laughing. I'm still laughing at you saying that I really like sad things because I feel like that should now be its own quote by like a Jamie Page original. I like sad things.
Get into a sticker for sure.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry. So the quote is, but what is stronger than the human, but what is stronger than the human heart, which shatters over and over and lives?
Oh, that's a great quote.
Right in the heart.
Yes.
Or poem.
God damn. Okay. I'm like, really, I'm having to take that one in. That is a very, very good quote. And we've never had that one on the show before.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
This quote is actually accompanied by a little doodle of this heart that's blooming flowers.
Oh.
And I was going to get that heart tattooed onto me because I love this little excerpt so much.
I just got chills.
Oh.
I really like that.
Isn't it so nice? You want me to say it again so you could reabsorb it?
Yes.
Perfect. But what is stronger than the human heart, which shatters over and over and lives? I think it just speaks to, you know, the resilience of humans, of people, of individuals.
Yes.
I found this when I was going through a hard time and it really spoke to me. And yeah, I've always loved that one.
Yeah, God, I think so many people will relate to that one with whether it's like relationship heartbreak, you know, loss of a loved one, grief, anything like that. And I love your tattoo so much and picturing that one, even though I don't know exactly what it looks like, but even just the idea of it, what a beautiful tattoo that would be.
Yeah, I almost did it. But I actually pulled out last minute.
Oh, wow. Okay.
My mind.
Are you going to get more tattoos, you think?
I definitely would love to get more tattoos. I have absolutely no idea of what I want to get. I really, really wanted to get a tattoo for Oliver, who is my dog who recently passed away. Yeah. He meant so much to me, and it's been incredibly difficult going through the grieving process. And I really wanted to have a piece of him to like always remember him by, tattooed permanently on my body for the rest of my life. And I didn't know what I should get. And I still haven't figured that out. So as of right now, I don't have any ideas. However, I do have a wolf tattooed on my forearm, and that does actually signify my dogs. I got a couple years ago though.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a little something already, but I really wanted something specifically for him. And I just don't know what that looks like yet.
Yeah. I was going to message you, and then I just was like, I don't know. I just decided not to. But when you posted in your stories the other day, that picture of Oliver, mm-hmm. the painting, I was also on my period, but I think regardless.
So was I.
Oh,
it was made everything worse.
Oh my God. Such a fucking intense week. But like, I woke up and it was one of the, I like woke up, got on my phone, and it was one of the first things I saw. And I just like, it immediately brought me to tears. I was just like in bed looking at that slide. Like the video you made, it just, because again, that's the other kind of strange part of social media is like, there are so many people that you've never met, but who like feel like they know Oliver.
Oh,
you know, it's such a, and I think that's a really incredible part of social media is like, I think if you go through something hard, you do have this community of people where even if you don't know one another on a personal level, they are, I think, sincere in sending their condolences for something like that.
Oh my God. The amount of messages that I received whenever I would share anything about Oliver, I mean, I would receive paragraphs from complete strangers. And it's so funny. Oh, so funny. Because I have close friends who did and said barely anything to me when Oliver passed away. And I have complete strangers on the internet who showed me, who showed me so much support. And it means the actual world. When people really go out of their way to sit down, think about what they want to say, and then write you a message that truly comes from the heart, it means so much. And it's mind-blowing every time, because I just can't even wrap my head around how people can be that kind.
Well, the whole parasocial relationship thing, where we feel so fortunate with this podcast, where especially us doing the podcast for 5.5 years, we've got listeners that are so wonderful and have been listening from the beginning. And podcasts in particular, I think more so than stand-up, people really feel like they know you, because we're coming on and we're talking about personal things in our life, and they kind of see us go through a lot of intense things over the years. And I think with YouTube, people are having that same experience with you, because let's say you're uploading 2 videos a week, 3 videos a week. So that's like at least an hour's worth of footage where we're seeing your face, hearing your voice, hearing about your life. And I think that's why I got emotional after I met you guys, because more so than like if I had met a musician I liked, or, you know, a famous actress, I see and hear your guys's face and voice on a weekly basis. And you guys are who I put on when I'm on the road by myself. Like, as soon as I get to a hotel room and it's a place I've never been, and you just immediately feel kind of, you know, like out of your element, out of your comfort zone, that's my comfort always, is like, I put your guys's videos on. So then to see you in person was like, oh my God, it's just so crazy how much you guys really do mean to me. I know that sounds so silly, because it's like,
I totally understand. I mean, I have the same experience with my own set of YouTubers that are my comfort YouTubers that I watch when I'm cooking or relaxing, and they just make me feel good. So it means so much to me to hear that I can be that for somebody. I mean, that's incredible. I've done my job if I'm able to do that.
Yeah.
And it's also hard for me to wrap my head around, honestly. it's so cool, but it's so hard to explain, but so much of my job is just me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
And especially over the last couple of years, I mean, there's been no interacting really with the outside world. There's been no like meet and greets. There's been no any chance to interact with my community. Whereas years prior, you know, there's always been small opportunities to do so, which is always a nice way to be like, oh, you are talking to people. Oh,
yes.
They are making like an impact in somebody's day in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And so because most of the time, it's just me, I kind of lose sight of that quite often, and I forget that there are people who are connecting with me on the other side of the screen, and when I feel like burnt out or frustrated with my own content, or like I'm not doing enough, or like my content, I don't feel like my content is where it should be, or whatever it is, all that self-criticism that comes along with human, it's just nice to have that reminder, because it just brings me back down to earth. And it's like, wait, like, shut up. Like, everything's fine. And you are making, you're doing something good. And that makes me feel good. So thank you for sharing that.
Yes, of course. I wanted to make sure I did at some point this episode, because I do think the balance is often, because I feel the same way as you, where it's like, I'm always focusing on what could I be doing more of? How am I getting behind in my career? How can I be doing this or this or this? And unfortunately, like the really positive messages we receive, if it's through social media, it's just like, you're just seeing somebody's username. It's not like, it's so different than actually having somebody go, oh my God, just so you know, like you really bring so much joy and comfort to my life. And that's, I get fortunate with being on the road for stand-up, that being in like the merch line afterward, I get to meet people, and it's such a wonderful thing.
So nice.
But yeah, you do. How have you like managed that over the years? How have you found that kind of work-life balance and trying to come back from any sort of like creator burnout?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. I am constantly burnt out, to be very honest with you.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's actually like a huge relief to hear just somebody say, hey, actually, I'm always burnt out, because that's exactly how I feel.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that we're on the same page, because like I have not felt relief from burnout in a really long time. And it's actually something that I'm definitely currently struggling with. And it's very frustrating, especially when your livelihood depends on your creativity and you can't really afford to be burnt out. Yeah. Right. And that's the problem, really, is that because my livelihood is dependent on my creativity, I can't really take a step back and to rejuvenate, because then who's doing my job?
Right.
Yeah. So it's a little bit complicated. But throughout the years, I've really tried to separate my work and my life. I mean, I got this office that I'm sitting in right now, and I call it my studio. And that was honestly a huge game changer for me. And I feel very lucky that I am in the position to be able to get a little studio space outside of my house to work out of, because for probably about seven or eight years, I worked from home. And I mean, for most of that time, I would film out of my bedroom. So there would be days where I would just be in my bedroom the entire day.
Oh my God. Literally the whole day.
The entire day. I would wake up, get ready, film, edit, eat in my bedroom, and then go back to sleep. Like, I just never left that room.
Right.
Having this space has definitely helped my mental health.
Yeah.
A ton. And it's actually funny, because when COVID started and everybody started working from home, that was actually when I got my office space. And that was the first time I left my house to go to work. And thankfully I was still able to come to the office, because it was just me.
Just you. Right.
It was never an issue, but even having that space during that time was such a gift, because then I was able to get out of the house and kind of have some semblance of a routine. And it just felt really good to have that. And routine is something that I find is really important for me and for my own mental health.
Yeah. And
being able to leave the house, come here, have a routine here, to get my work done.
Yeah.
It just makes me feel more in control of my day.
Yes. 100%. And I think that's something that so many people who are self-employed struggle with, is it's hard. It's like, even if you feel like you are really motivated and that you're an organized person, it's still the same every day generally, where it's like you are waking up and there are a lot of hours between when you wake up and go to sleep. And it's so easy for those to slip away and be like, oh, fuck, like I meant to do this. Where did that time go? Like, how can I get away from this feeling of being plugged in all the time? But it's just, I think having a physical office space must be just a massive, massive game changer. I've also wanted to tell you something I've noticed over the years that I feel like is something that's so hard for people who are an online, have like an online presence to do, is I feel like you are so classy with your, like, how much of your personal life you show, and you've actually like really influenced me.
Oh yeah.
On like, well, I mean, just, I think like specifically with romantic relationships, I kind of took a page out of your book in the way that you like have introduced your partner to your world, like your online world. And I just fucking love it. I think I think there's some people who like, it's totally such a personal thing.
Totally.
You know, I think of like Alana with her fiance, and obviously they like really work together, and that's just like what works for them, is to be more public, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But for me, especially like after going through a divorce where we had put so much content out together, and I don't regret any of that, but I thought going forward, I was like, you know, I just want to be more like, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess
mindful.
Thank you. Exactly. Yeah. More mindful of like, how much do I want to let all of these people who I don't know into this very precious part of my life that I care so much about, you know?
I'm so glad that you brought that up, because this is something that I'm very passionate about.
Oh, good. Okay. Please tell me all your thoughts about it.
So I was in a, in a relationship at the beginning of my career. Mm-hmm. And it was a relationship that I did make pretty public. I mean, not incredibly public, but we did make some videos together and everybody knew about him. And I didn't share that much, but I shared enough.
Right.
And when that relationship ended, it was one of the most painful experiences I had ever had to go through. Yes. And what's even more painful is having to relive that twice by having to break up with the internet, essentially.
Yes.
Having to make some type of like statement and like let people know. So even after I had like months had gone by and I hadn't said anything, I started getting messages about it. Like, where's this person? Did something happen? And that felt really intrusive at the time, and it made me feel really uncomfortable. And so to get those messages to stop, I did make a statement, which felt gross and weird. And I really didn't like doing that at all. And that was just really not easy. Yeah. And I just don't really like the idea of putting your relationship out there for people to have an opinion on it, because I just really hold my relationships so is sacred the word? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are very sacred.
And I was like, precious also is like not quite the word. Sacred is the word I was looking for. Yeah.
So after that relationship ended, I kind of vowed to myself that I wouldn't share my relationships ever again, which didn't end up happening, because I did share a little bit of my current relationship that I'm in, but I did have a full relationship in between that was a whole thing that I did not say one word about.
Wow. Oh my God. I'm so impressed by you. That's so hard to do.
I'm so grateful that I didn't. Because I would have never wanted to like do that all over again, you know?
Right.
And so moving into this relationship, which I've been in for the last like almost, 3.5 years now.
Oh my gosh. Time goes so fast. Wow. Congratulations. That's really awesome.
Thanks. I just really wanted to take it really slow, and I knew I didn't want to share that much. And beyond that, you know, there's somebody else in the equation, and my partner's a really private person.
Yeah.
And I would never feel comfortable putting him out into the spotlight where he just didn't want to be in the spotlight. He's not even somebody who has social media, like, period. Wow. So I'm even more protective of him because of that, because he is such a private person. But there's also a part of me that does really like sharing that part of my life, because it does make me feel closer to my community in a lot of ways, just being able to share such a huge part of my life.
Right.
And so I've kind of been sharing probably more than I ever have over the last couple of months, which doesn't say much, because I've shared maybe like 3 photos,
right.
But that's like a really big thing for me. And it was just a matter of like my comfort level, his comfort level, and just taking that all into play. And I'm really happy with the way that I have done it. And it's not all even meant in a way to like be annoying and like hold back this information. It's really just to protect. It's like to protect myself and to protect my partner.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure that you knew that it is so admirable. And it's so, I think, clear, like that you are very intentional with how you do it. And I think just as a fellow content creator, you know, whatever, it's like, that was really cool to see. Cause I was like, oh, I like how she did that. And I think that's like a really cool template to kind of have as an example of that you, because it's hard when you are in love and you're excited. It really is that like Ron Burgundy, like you want to like burst into the room and just like shout it from the top of a mountain. And it's tempting to do that online because you want to show off this person. Like you're so proud of them. You are so happy, but it is, I feel like it's kind of a constant pumping of the brakes and just always being mindful of like the internet is permanent and just, you know, and we just had my boyfriend on the podcast about, by the time this comes out, it will have been about a month ago. And that felt really good. And that was really fun. But yeah, we like, we really made sure that we wanted to like put us together in some sort of like creative content thing out there for everybody, because mm-hmm. it's like you can choose not to, but it felt like that was a good like amount of stuff to do.
That's great. Well, it's really all, it's all about your comfort level. And some people are so comfortable just sharing right from the get-go, and that's beautiful. That's great. Yeah. I've always erred on the side of, I don't want to say caution because that doesn't sound quite right, but I've just always been a little bit more hesitant to share the people in my life because I'm so protective of them.
Yes.
And maybe a little bit too much so. Like way too much, honestly, probably. Because it's like, nobody cares that much. I care more than anybody else cares. But I want to err on the side of caution, because yeah. it would break me in half if even one person said something negative towards somebody that I loved.
Yes.
That would kill me. And
oh my God,
me,
yeah.
And it's because of me, you know? So yeah. I don't want to be the cause of that in any way, shape or form. So
right.
That's how I've decided to go about things.
It's so kind of you, and think of how many people don't think of that stuff. I think that even though you're saying, oh, maybe it's like too much in your mind, I bet the people in your life really appreciate it.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Do you think you would ever make a video for your channel talking about something like this, of just like, how do I want to say it? Like a personal life kind of a video where you're like almost breaking that fourth wall for a sec and being like, just so you know, this is something I've been going through. And I don't know. I would find it fascinating. I obviously do, just talking to you about it right now.
You know, there's always moments in time where I really want to create very personal videos. I mean, I've been through a lot of shit where I've learned a lot of very hard lessons. And yeah. There's been so many times where I've wanted to kind of share those lessons and what I've learned, but then that in turn opens me up to, again, criticism, and that makes me really nervous. But there's like such a huge part of me that wants to so badly, because again, whenever I've ever opened up even a little bit and gone in and gotten more personal with my audience, I'm always rewarded in such a beautiful way, because
right.
People just really respect that, and they really love to feel like they're heard and they have somebody who's maybe going through a similar thing, or they're able yeah. to like get some advice from whatever you're sharing. And I really wish that my fear of like being judged or being criticized or whatever it is would not stop me from being yeah. more personal with my audience, because I think it can be such a beautiful thing. And honestly, over the last probably year or so, like I've really have found myself that I've opened up more than I ever have. And I started kind of sharing when I was really anxious and I was going through like massive burnout, or just
yeah.
other, even grief with Oliver. Like I shared quite a bit of that. And it felt really nice, even selfishly for myself, to feel that I'm not alone.
Yes.
Because yeah. there's, whenever you share any of that stuff, like there's always a flood of people being like, I'm going through the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And truly. It's it's an amazing and really powerful thing. And so it's kind of something that I'm working on, like just trying to get more comfortable in getting more and more personal, but while still kind of keeping my own boundaries so that I don't regret getting too personal.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of hard for me, believe it or not. I'm a like genuine oversharer in my personal life. I can meet somebody and within 5 minutes we're talking about childhood trauma. Like it happens very quickly for me, and I love just sharing everything with people. And so it's kind of hard for me to
hold
back, and it feels good to share and overshare.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're truly blowing my mind this episode, because I'm just learning these things about you that I would have never guessed. I would never have guessed that you're an oversharer either, because
I'm a double Gemini. I don't know if you care about astrology, but that should say enough.
And it's been actually very fun for me to see your astrology stuff, because I'm an Aries. I only know stuff about Aries, really. I don't know much about other things. I know what my boyfriend is, but he's a Pisces.
Okay. I have no opinion on this, but okay. I'm just curious. He's a Pisces. The fear in your eyes.
I look at you like an astrology witch, because you like know so much more about it than I do. So giving you that information, I'm like, oh my God, I feel like she's going to say my
No, I really don't know much, but yeah.
Yeah. But I would have never guessed that you're an oversharer. And I've been feeling a similar kind of battle lately with the whole bridging the personal life and the online version of me, I guess, because I feel like the more followers I get, I almost feel this kind of paralysis setting in, where when I go to post something, a lot of the time now, I really overthink it. And I really am like, do I want, like, am I 100% sure about, even if it's just like a story, it's like, am I sure that I look good enough in my mind to post even this, like a story just promoting a show? It could be nothing, but I think because the more people that are following you, the more opportunity there is for people to be shitty. And I just find myself kind of like curling inward and wanting to share less, but that's, I mean, I have to keep posting. I can't just like peace out from social media, but it's so comforting to know that you also experience kind of that struggle and also just creator burnout in general.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like a defense mechanism, right? I mean, nobody wants to be hurt. Nobody wants to feel attacked. Nobody wants to feel criticized, especially if they're doing something completely harmless. Right. And the more you put out into the world, you know, the more personal you get, the more people get to know you. So those attacks start to feel more personal. Yeah. So no longer are they just talking, oh, your nose is big and your eyebrows are ugly, but it's like, oh, you're a shitty person because you said this, this, and this. And that just hits a little bit too hard for my liking.
Yeah. It is hard to keep putting yourself out there and feeling like, even if the vast majority of your followers are really sweet people, it just takes.
Yeah. Oh, it takes one.
It just takes one. And then you're like, I just want to delete everything. But what have you found? You said that you've kind of been like perpetually burnt out. And that's exactly how I've felt for quite a while now. And I'm such an action-based person where I'm like, okay, well, what can I do to remedy this?
Yeah. I don't have an answer for you, Kelsey. I'm so sorry.
I'm like, it's really frustrating. Really?
Yeah, it's really hard. I mean, like I said, if your career and your livelihood is based on your creativity, it's how is it possible for you to even be able to recharge without just completely taking a break? But like, for me, what does that break look like? It looks like pre-filming, getting all of my, you know, brand things in order, because I do work with, you know, companies and brands with deadlines that need to be taken care of. I need to get, there's just a million things, and I run another business. So there's such a laundry list of things that would need to be taken care of that kind of negates It's so funny because I get asked all of the time, like, how do you stay so motivated? Like, how, like, you seem like you do so much. Like, what keeps you going? And the one thing that keeps me going is guilt. Okay. That is the one thing that really gets me going, because if I wake up and I do nothing for the entire day, right, the guilt that comes over me makes me so physically ill. I can't even handle it. So I would rather do all the things that I need to do so that I don't have to confront that guilt. Is that healthy? Probably not, but it's my reality. And that is really what propels me forward every single day, because there's nobody else getting this shit done but me. I have nobody else. I don't have a team other than my manager who handles my brand collabs. And I'm so fucking grateful for her, because I truly don't know what I would do without her. And God bless her. I call her a million times a day, but there's nobody else. Like, it's just me. So if I don't do anything, nothing gets done. And the guilt that would come over me, it would be unmanageable, honestly. So that's that. Yeah.
What a perfect, like, self-helpless message. It's like, how do you manage? How do you stay motivated? Guilt. Like, truly.
It's really what it is. It's really what it is. And I've gotten actually much better throughout the years, because it used to be so bad. I mean, I used to just burn myself out to the bone. And I was in school also full time.
Right.
While I was also doing YouTube full time, and I was balancing both, which is kind of similar to kind of how I'm balancing YouTube right now in my stationery shop, Jamie Page Doodles.
I'm hanging in my bedroom. I have your plants and I love them. I got the three happy plant printouts, and I framed them above my bed. And I just, God, what a fucking great business. You guys, I mean, I will plug all of your stuff at the end in the outro as well, but like, God, your new Karma cat one. I fucking love it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so good.
We can maybe talk a little bit about that in a sec, because that business brings a whole lot of joy. Over the last year, I've gotten way more lenient. I've gotten, what is that? That doesn't sound grammatically correct.
I've gotten way more lenient.
I'm easier on myself. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm much, much, much easier on myself. And I feel a lot less guilty taking breaks when I feel like I actually need them. Because I realize that people just don't care as much as you think people care. It's like, if I don't upload this video this week, the world isn't going to end. There's far more important things going on.
Right.
Like, maybe there's going to be a couple people who are disappointed that the video is not there, but there will be another one soon. It's fine. Everybody's fine. And I like, it's like nothing, nobody's dying because, you know, Jamie didn't post her content today. So that's something that I kind of needed to learn and it really internalized, and realized that, you know, I need to be able to kind of take a step back every once in a while to be able to perform to the best of my ability, or to create content, you know, to entertain.
Yes.
And
Jasmine, remind me how old you are.
28.
Oh, you're such a babe. You're so little. Oh my gosh. I'm 33 and I do feel like,
oh my God, we're not even that far apart. Stop it.
Once you're 33 and somebody says they're 28, you'll be like, I am old.
I feel that way when somebody tells me they're 24. I'm like, oh, child.
Oh, hello. Child. Yes. Who let you out of the house without supervision? Yeah. I feel like that has been the most radical change for me in the last 2 years of my life, is having so much more love for myself and just being so much more gentle with myself. I used to have this like self-talk that I didn't even fully acknowledge. I think that was almost like a high school basketball coach or something, like something really
so specific.
My high school had some really fucked up coaches, but like, I just was so hard on myself. I didn't, that whole thing where it's like, well, how would you talk to yourself if you were talking to a friend, or if you were talking to the child version of you? And I never, ever talked to myself like that until these past couple years. And I do think it really has helped. I mean, it's definitely a work in progress, but made every day's to-do list a little bit more realistic with myself, where I'm like, bitch,
You're one person.
What do you think? How do you think that's ever going to get done? Like, you're setting yourself up for failure and disappointment when you don't need to, if you were just a little bit more realistic. Like, if you were making a to-do list for somebody else, you would probably be like, oh my God, they're going to fucking hate me if I put more than three things on here. They would be like, what is this? But we make our own to-do lists like the craziest people on the planet. And I don't
know. Yourself is so important. And that was such a good point. Being gentle with your own mental health, because I mean, if you're not, who will be? If you're not gentle, like, what do you expect to come up, you know?
Oh my God. Yeah. And when we're like, okay, so is there a solution to creative burnout and creator burnout? And I keep kind of coming back to, like, I can't find a solution, but something that I'm realizing helps so much is just a feeling of community. Like, even just talking about it with you and knowing that other people are going through it somehow just really, like, takes the edge off, because I think it's such an isolating feeling.
Absolutely. And I have to totally agree with you. When I'm scrolling on TikTok and I hear people talk about creative burnout, I feel like it's a topic that I actually see quite often. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm not crazy. A lot of people are experiencing this, but that says so much also about us as, like, I don't know, society. You know, why are we always so burnt out?
Yes.
And has anybody figured this out? Like, how to help this feeling? I don't know. Some people are going through it and nobody's figured it out yet. I really think, I mean, what it comes down to is just going back to what you said, is really just being gentle with yourself and giving yourself the breaks that you need, and not being such a hard ass on yourself. Like, you know, like, sometimes you need those days where you're just kind of, like, in bed crying to yourself.
Truly.
Sometimes it's just necessary, even if it's for no particular reason. And I think just giving yourself grace and giving yourself time to do what needs to be done so that you could perform at your best is really the best way to remedy it.
Yes. And so the last thing we'll talk about Jamie Page Doodles. And it's funny because you're saying, like, it brings you so much joy, and I have these other, like, creative endeavors outside of comedy too. And it's so fun because it's like, you want to encourage yourself to pursue all of these, like, passions, things that you find that are, like, an easy skill set. And yet it's also always like, oh fuck, but now this is this other thing that I have to, like, keep on top of too. And it's just that, like, constant, you know, it's like a constant battle. But I can say firsthand, as somebody who has purchased things through Jamie Page Doodles, they really bring so much joy to people. Oh, like, you,
that makes me so happy.
Yeah, you manage to, like, make inanimate objects seem like they have feelings.
And, oh, like, I love that.
You know what I mean? Like, these little plants, I can't help it. When I look, I'm like, look how happy they are. It just makes you happy. They're so sweet.
Like, that makes me so happy to hear. Jamie Page Doodles was such a gift. It really just, I don't know if I, should I tell the origin story?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was peak COVID and I was incredibly bored and I was sitting on the couch drawing, and I've always been an artist. I'm putting quotations around that. But I've just always really loved drawing. I've always been the art girl, you know, like in high school when everybody was in doing recess or, like, taking their lunch break, I would be in the art room painting a lot of the time.
Wow.
I loved drawing, painting, all of that.
Yeah.
So it's always been a way for me to be able to escape, to relax. And I had picked up my iPad and I started to draw digitally. And it was the first time that I think I had ever really explored that type of medium. Yeah. And I started to share my art on my Instagram, and people really enjoyed it. And the particular piece that really got people's attention was a perfume bottle that I drew. And it was a Tom Ford perfume called Bitter Peach. And I ended up changing it to Bitter Bitch because of copyright issues.
Oh,
and okay. So it was the Bitter Bitch perfume. Oh, and people really resonated with it, apparently. Like, they really enjoyed it.
Yes.
And because I got such a strong reaction, it encouraged me to continue. And again, that's the beautiful thing about community is people from all around the world to just to be able to influence you in that way. I think that's really amazing.
Yeah.
And so many people just like kept pushing me and pushing me and pushing me to like continue creating because they really enjoyed seeing it and that.
Yeah.
So I just continued to share, and I was sharing so much that I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. I need to make a separate Instagram account because now my beauty lifestyle page is becoming like a digital art page. And right. There's people who don't want to see this.
Right.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So I ended up creating a separate Instagram account, and I called it Jamie Page Doodles because my Instagram is Jamie Page Beauty. Mm-hmm. So it made sense, but I didn't even think like, oh, this is going to be a brand name. It was just supposed to be an Instagram page. As soon as I created the Instagram page though, I had such a moment of doubt, maybe a bit of imposter syndrome. And mm-hmm. I was like, what am I doing? This is so ridiculous. People are going to think this is so dumb. They're going to think my art is so ugly. Like, why do I think I can just start like an art page? Nobody's going to care. Like, you know, the constant yes. back and forth that was going on. And I was verbalizing it to my boyfriend, and he was like, Jamie, shut the fuck up. Really not that serious. Like yeah. make the Instagram page and post things. Like, don't take it so seriously.
Right.
I was like, okay, fine. You're right. I made the Instagram page, and that kind of became not so much the tagline, but the inspiration behind my art, like not taking itself too seriously. I did that first as a defense mechanism because I didn't want people to think that I was taking myself seriously.
Wow. Oh my gosh, Jamie, this is so interesting.
But it ended up kind of, so it almost felt like it gave me permission for my art to not be, you know, like Picasso level. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is like a really profound thing.
And honestly, I feel like this is the first time I'm verbalizing it. It's blowing my own mind right now.
This is really, it's like kind of, I don't know. I really, God, I'm so on my period. Everything is making me emotional. It's ridiculous. But like,
oh no, are you crying?
I'm not crying, but it did like, it. Like I felt a little something in my throat for a second because it's just like, that's so, sorry, I don't even want to interrupt you. You just keep talking, but it's very profound.
And then I came up with the tagline, mm-hmm. which is doodles to make you smile. Because that was really I wanted to make things that would make people giggle or laugh or just feel good. That's really what I want. And everything that I drew just kind of had that in mind. So I just continued to draw and I continued to share, and people wanted to see prints. And I was like, you want this as a print? Are you sure? And they were like, yes. Right. So I was like, okay. So I was like, I will figure this out. So I ended up getting a couple of my designs printed, and I created a Shopify website, and I did it, I don't know, within one evening, and I set everything up, and I ended up getting like such a huge amount of support on this launch. And it really blew me out of the water. Like I cried for sure. I think I even have a video of that moment and just seeing like all these people kind of on the website and getting that first sale and just people actually caring enough to want to have a piece of my art like in their home, on their things. Like that meant so much to me. Like it was such a rewarding experience, and it gave me, it almost felt like it gave me a little bit of purpose. You know, yeah. I was like, oh my God, I need to keep doing this because people really like, this is resonating with people. Like people really like this for one reason or another. And especially during the time that I released it, like everybody was feeling like shit, you know, nobody was having a great time. So it just, it meant a lot that I can give like this little tiny bit of joy to people through the means of a sticker or print or whatever it may be. Yeah. So over, I'm actually coming up on my 2-year anniversary now, but over the months and the year of running Jamie Page Doodles, like things just started to grow more and more. And I just started to make more types of things. I mean, I'm looking right now in front of me, I have like hundreds of SKUs. Like wow. I have stickers and notepads and pins and totes and bookmarks. And
yeah,
it's become like a thing. It became a whole business. And I had no idea what I was doing. And I just kind of learned bit by bit. And with every mistake that I made, I was like, okay, just learned that and we'll never do that again.
Right.
It's just so amazing how this little Instagram page that was supposed to be literally nothing.
Yeah.
Just grew into this huge part of my life now.
Yeah.
And now I'm creating these like big collections. I've collabed with a couple makeup brands to create sticker sheets for like PR kits, which is so cool.
Wow.
And my stickers are in a local store in Montreal, which is really awesome.
I remember seeing that. Was it in your stories or was it in an actual YouTube video?
Both.
Okay. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah. That's so cool. What a neat thing.
Yeah. So it's just really cool. And it really does bring me so much joy. And I really love it. Like I love it so much. I love creating something and then having a tangible thing in front of me from that thing that I created and then sending that to people because they want it in their hands, which just still blows my mind. And then seeing them use it and then sending me that picture and being like, oh, this is on my Kindle or this is on my phone or this is on my laptop. And it makes me so happy. And it's just really nice and it's really cool. And it fulfills me quite a bit.
Yeah. What a sweet thing to come from such a dark time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't think that there could have been a better time to start a business like that because we really all, I mean, and again, speaking as somebody who saw the designs and was like, oh man, I want that. Like that makes me happy. And I think we were all looking for even like the smallest sources of happiness because it was such a hard time. I think my favorite part of having you on today and this episode is just finding out all of these vulnerable things about you that we don't always get to see as like your YouTube fans. And I think that's part of why I like was like, oh my gosh, that just hit me so hard with you saying that when you started Jamie Page Doodles, you set it up in a way where it was almost like a little bit of like a security blanket of, I don't want people to think that I take myself too seriously. So I'm presenting this as these aren't serious doodles. These are for fun. And yet, like, even though they are fun and light, they are like incredible designs. Like it's not like a stick figure. It's like this beautiful piece of art, but that's very relatable to me that you put something out there and like that imposter syndrome initially was almost like crippling. We were like, oh my God, do I actually want to do this? And just like the things we do like on social media or how we present to have kind of that mask up just in case people are going to like be shitty about it. It's like kind of trying to have a security guard built in. And just thank you for saying that. That made me feel so much better about like anything that, like when I was doing the makeup courses over the pandemic, that was something that I did of just like, okay, people are asking for this. I'm just going to do it for fun. And I had so much a imposter syndrome because it's like, I'm not a trained makeup artist, but B, I'm a comedian. It's like the polar opposite end of the spectrum where if as a comic, you take like beauty too seriously, then nobody takes you seriously as a comic.
Right.
And so I was terrified to put anything on my social media that was like, hey, I'm teaching makeup courses for fun. I thought people would be like, what the fuck is she doing? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Why does she think she can't? Why does, like, who does she think she has to charge money for this? All this, I had so much imposter syndrome. And it was one of my friends that was like, you are dumb if you don't raise your prices. Like, this is an experience that your fans want to have with you. Like, people will pay money for that. And I just like, but I don't have like a makeup license. She's like, nobody fucking cares about a makeup. Nobody cares about that. Like, people just want to like do their makeup with you. And you know what you're talking about. Just do it. But yeah, thank you for sharing that. Like, there was this whole behind the scenes with Jamie Page Doodles, because I wouldn't have known. And I had so much imposter syndrome with the makeup stuff. It's unbelievable. Like, how much
I think it's such a common thing that people go through. Again, I get messages about this all the time. Like, I want to do this. I want to do that. Like, I would love to start a YouTube channel. I want to start a stationery shop. I want to do all these things, but like, I either don't believe in myself. Like, I don't feel like I can do it, or I'm worried that people are going to think that like I'm stupid, or that I look dumb, or whatever it is. And we just get in our way so much.
Yes.
And something that I have learned is that the risk is always worth the squeeze. Is that the same? Is that the same? I'm not 100% sure. But I think you understand what I'm trying to say.
I think there were two combined in there. Okay. The risk is worth the reward and the juice is worth the squeeze.
Yes.
I love the hybrid. We love a hybrid.
I honestly like it a lot. I'm going to make it into a sticker. Risk is worth the squeeze, always.
It's a little like Michael Scottish, and I really like it.
Yes. Oh my God, it totally is. I love that. And it makes me so sad and so upset when people are too scared to like pursue something that they so obviously want to do. Like you with the makeup course,
right?
That was obviously something that you really wanted to do, but you were just standing in your way a little bit because of, you know, you're worried about how people would view it. And at the end of the day, people care a lot more about themselves than they do about other people. And that's something I have to constantly remind myself about. People just like don't think that much about us.
They don't.
They think about themselves and how other people may perceive them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just never worth it to even take that into consideration. If you want to start something because you're uber passionate about it, you need to do it, because who the fuck knows where it can take you. Like, I started this Instagram page, or I started my YouTube channel, because I just wanted to. And like, it became my life.
Yes.
It literally became my life. And where would I have been if I just didn't, you know, post that first video or post that first piece onto Instagram? You just never know what could happen. You never know where things can take you, even if it fails, even if it doesn't take you where you think it should go. It's going to bring you somewhere else.
Yes.
It's going to take you to something else that maybe makes you even happier. Like, you just don't know. You just don't know until you try. And so I just want to like shake people who send me these messages. I'm like, just do it. Who cares? Just do it. And it's so much easier said than done. And I totally understand that.
Yeah.
Just do it. Just do the damn thing.
Do the damn thing. Yes. Mm. Oh, Jamie, this has been such a good episode. Thank you so much for coming on.
I had so much fun. It was so nice talking to you. I really don't want to wrap this up. When you were like, this is the last question, I was like, no, I'm having so much fun now. I'm not nervous anymore. Let's continue.
Oh God, I could talk to you for so long. You know what? I would absolutely love to have you back on like sometime next year. And maybe we can talk about like where we're at with our creator burnout.
Completely like, you can't even reach me anymore.
I have not heard from her in a very long time. I would truly, truly love to have you back on. It's like, this is a therapy session for me to just like connect with you on so many of these similar things that we struggle with. But also, of course, it's just like, what a fucking treat to have you on. I mean, I just am so happy. It's so fun.
I'm so happy too. And you were so wonderful to speak to, and you made me not nervous. So thank you for that.
Gosh, of course.
And this was really wonderful. And I hope that everybody enjoyed, and I would be happy to come back if you were to have me.
It would make me happier. Okay. Please plug all of the things, and I will plug them again in the outro and the intro.
Sure. You could find me on YouTube, Jamie Page, where I do everything beauty and lifestyle. And I even showcase my stationery shop and how I run it a little bit over there. It's really fun. On Instagram, Jamie Page Beauty. On TikTok, I am Jamie Page. And then on Instagram as well for my doodle shop or my stationery shop, it's Jamie Page Doodles. And on TikTok too, Jamie Page Doodles.
Yes.
Oh. And jamiepagedoodles.com. There's so many.
There's so many. Yes. Okay, you guys, go follow Jamie right now. She is just so fucking wonderful, and you will love all of the things. So go now. Go do it. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that interview with Jamie. Man, what a treat for me to get to just have a conversation with her for an hour. I cannot tell you how many hours I have spent playing her videos over the years. She's just so fantastic. And yeah, that was really, really great to get to hear a lot of, you know, other parts of her life that I don't see on YouTube. So I probably sounded like a dorky fangirl the whole time, but you know, it was a special moment. It was exciting for me. So please go follow her. Again, it's at Jamie Page Beauty on Instagram, her YouTube channel. If you search Jamie Page, she will pop up, and her videos are the best. So please go follow and support. We have an iTunes review of the episode. This is from Psy Elitism, and the review is totally fun, which is very nice. Thank you very much. And as always, if you have a second, please go leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. Then you get a chance to be read on the show, and it really helps the show out. I think that is it for this week's episode. I will see you in Providence this weekend, Helpsters. Raleigh next weekend. So many more coming up. Like I said, Philly and Portland next month. And head to kelseycook.com, get those tour date tickets, and we will talk to you next week. All right. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Self Helpless podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag at Self Helpless Podcast so we can repost you and say thank you. Can you help?